Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got your password coming up here in less than 10 minutes, Kid Nation. But before we launch into Does That Make Me Crazy, you know what's going to drive you crazy if you don't get a good night's rest.
On good sheets.
Yeah, exactly.
On some good sheets.
Now, this is my dilemma.
What?
We're thinking about upgrading the size of our bed. Because I have a queen. I've had a queen.
Yeah.
But you know what this means.
Jenna has a boyfriend now. That's why she said we.
Yeah, we. I can say we. That's fine. I still am an advocate for singles.
Of course.
Okay?
Of course.
But he was like, well, I have a king-size bed at my closet, which I'm never saying it anymore. You know, we're joking that it's a closet because he's always with me. So we're thinking we're going to need to get new sheets. But that's okay. Because we were in one of those big box stores the other day to get another pillow. And we were looking at the prices of sheets. And I was just reminded how incredibly expensive bedding is unless you go to all of our favorite, brooklinen.com.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, these are the best sheets that we've ever slept on.
Hotel
and
quality.
You're getting them for way less than any of those luxury sheets in those big box stores. We love our Brooklinen sheets. And so I'm thinking I'm going to get in on this offer if they let me. Because you can get 10% off your first order and free shipping when you go to brooklinen.com and use the promo code KID. And they're so confident that if you try them and you don't like them, they come with a lifetime warranty. The only way to get 10%, though, off your first order and free shipping is to use that promo code KID at brooklinen.com. B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-E-N and promo code K-I-D-D.
All right, let's get crazy, Kid Nation. That phone number you need to call the show is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Tell us about those things you do that your friends have started to tell you are pretty crazy. That's what we want to hear. From the text, Rebecca wrote us and said, hey guys, every time I hear anyone say it's the weekend, I hear Big Al say, baby!
Baby!
In my head. I hear it just like how he says it on Friday mornings. I told myself I was crazy. Nah, does that make me crazy? That makes you a great Kid Nation member.
Yeah.
We like that. That's a fun crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We appreciate the fun crazy. Now this, I don't know if it's crazy or incredibly smart, you guys.
What?
I tear the bottom half of a cupcake off and put it on top of the icing, mm-hmm. and I eat it like a sandwich so I don't get icing on my nose or my hands. Does that make me crazy?
Wow.
I just thought there's a reason in everything.
No,
so
that makes you smart.
You created a cupcake sandwich.
You're crazy smart.
Yeah. You're an inventor.
Yeah.
Right?
The cupcake sandwich.
Cupcake right. sandwich.
Is there such thing?
Better go to GoDaddy right now.
Yeah, cupcake sandwich sounds so good.
Yeah.
Well done. That's so good. Sometimes we get some crazy good ideas
mm-hmm.
because of Does That Make Me Crazy. Maybe George is going to be one of those people. Hi, George.
Hi.
Hey, man.
How's it going, man?
What's going on, buddy? Man? So what do you do?
I like to put half a scoop of pre-workout in my coffee before I go to work.
Get really amped.
Yo, what flavor pre-workout do you go with?
I found a vanilla one that actually tastes pretty good and kind of also a pancake flavor to it. It's really weird, but it's like a breakfast in a cup with low energy.
Huh. I've never put pre-workout in my coffee because coffee has caffeine in itself. Yeah. But
doing only a half is enough.
I might have to try this. I don't know if you're crazy, George. I think you might be, again, one of those smart, crazy people.
Let's get some up here.
Yeah. Let's get that vanilla thing. George, you gave us a good idea. We're going to go be crazy with you.
Pair that up with a cupcake sandwich. You got it.
I'll get you some. I have put protein powder in my coffee before.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But protein shake with a shot of espresso is delicious.
Does yours clump up, Jenna, when you've done it? Like it doesn't blend in very well? Or you get it blended pretty well?
I do it the opposite way.
Oh, okay.
Coffee in the shake blended.
Okay.
Rather than like protein. Lumps, though.
You do?
I like chunky protein lumps.
It's like a little powdery surprise.
Chewing it.
I'm not a big fan, but
I used to
it
eat
is what it is.
Powdered milk. My mom used to get that powdered milk when my sister was little. I used to get that and eat it.
Plain.
Just plain, yeah.
On a spoon.
On a spoon and I'd put it. I don't know why. It tasted so good. But I can't do it as an adult.
I used to eat quick like that. Remember they had they still do the powder instead of the liquid.
Uh-huh. Right.
Get a spoonful of strawberry quick.
So good.
So good. Made me happy.
Hey, Mario. It's a Mario.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, all right, man. I think this might be our first crazy of the day. Like, real, real crazy. Go ahead, man. What do you want to do?
Oh, I always wanted to get bit by a rattlesnake to see how it feels like. They say that, I don't know. They say it just goes pretty weird.
Yeah, that's
there
crazy.
There it is, man. That's crazy.
Have you done anything to try and get bitten by one?
Well, I used to work for a farmer, so I would just catch them, and then I would grab them by the head, you know, just put them close, and I'm like, hey, you're going to get bitten. I was like, hey, it's okay.
No, it's not okay, dude.
Wow. But you picked them up, and all those times you picked them up, you never got bit.
Well, there was this one time I went to pick them up, and I didn't get scared that one time, because they did bit, it went to get back me, and I went and was like, oh, crap.
Okay.
So I was like scared for a minute.
Well, if it does happen, call us back and let us know, man.
All right, wait. No, Mexicans ain't scared of nothing.
This Mexican is scared. This one right here, Mario.
He's countering your stereotype.
Can we save that?
Yes, we can.
Mexican ain't scared.
That Mexican, Mario's not scared of
that. I want a t-shirt with that.
This Mexican, JC, is very scared of rattlesnakes.
You have healthy fears.
Yeah.
I want coffee mugs. Keychains.
If I'm in a predicament, I think I want Mario around because he's not scared.
Mexicans are scared of nothing.
Oh, man, Mario, you're going to be my homie, man. You're my man. You're my dude.
We homies for now.
All right. Like, yeah, I need Mario and my crew.
There was a story on the news not too long ago. That was funny. About a guy that was listening to a snake. He heard a snake in his house, and he called the animal control. 48 rattlesnakes.
In the walls, right?
48 rattlesnakes, like in the wall and under his house.
Yeah.
48.
That's where I'm that meme with, like, the house on fire in the background. Uh-huh. I'm out of there. 48 snakes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Not just snakes. Rattlesnakes.
How didn't you hear them before?
I don't know, Jen. I mean, they make noise. I guess if there's 48 of them.
Like, wouldn't you think you'd hear when there was, like, a couple?
My house
they bred.
Hello, there's 48.
And the baby rattlesnakes are the most poisonous ones. Because they don't know. Yeah, they don't know when to let go.
Yeah, they mad.
They just let all that venom go. Like, the grown-up rattlesnakes just give you the bite. And they're like, hey, get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get out of here, human. But the baby ones just keep it going. Hey, Karen.
Hey.
Welcome to Does That Make Me Crazy? Let's see if you have a rational fear here. I think you do.
Well, ever since I was little, I've been afraid of, like, the Easter Bunny and then Santa Claus and just gorillas dressed up, things like that. And now I have a one-year-old daughter. Well, now I have to face my fear and take her to see the Easter Bunny. Does that make me crazy?
No, you're not alone in that.
So it's your good mommy.
It's like a furry fear.
Yeah.
You're not scared of actual bunnies.
No, not actual bunnies, just things dressed up in costumes.
Okay. I don't blame you. It is weird.
Yeah. It is. And
big
they're creepy
size.
Looking.
Sometimes their eyes are scary.
Uh-huh.
But just remind yourself, it's just, you know.
Yeah, you're a good mom, Karen.
It's all good.
You're a crazy good mom. That's what you are.
If you can overcome that fear for your baby.
You can do anything.
You're a hero.
Yeah, you like Mario. My friend's, she posted a video of her boyfriend in a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at a furry convention hotel. So there was furries walking around the hallways.
Oh, boy.
How cool would that be?
Well, not for her.
Great photo ops.
Yeah.
Great people watching.
Hey, Cody.
What's going on?
This is such a dude thing that you do. All right, man. What do you do?
Man, my son, he's been real sick. You know, bad ear infections, colds, his whole life. He's three, about to turn three.
Uh-huh.
My wife and I, you know, every once in a while, he'll lay down on one of our arms, and he'll get real congested. You can just see boogers, this big one. Right in the outside of his nostrils, and every time I see one, I have to get like tweezers to pick it out. The bigger they are, the better they are.
At least you're being sanitary in a way and not using your actual fingers. The bigger, the better.
There's that satisfaction.
Of just getting a good one out.
It's like people that like to pop pimples and stuff. There's that satisfaction.
You keep doing it, Cody. It's a little crazy.
Yeah, a little crazy.
Careful with those tweezers, man.
I guess it is helpful.
I like to do, like, that sucking, the sucky thing that they have for the boogers for the kids.
Yeah, I kind of screwed that up the first time I tried it.
Why?
I didn't depress the air until after I put it in the kid's nose. And so I squeezed it and the air went up, shooting up in his nose.
When the kid is Emma Kelly.
No, it was a babysitter.
Oh, okay. I was just
one time you. I tested it out of myself. You have to as a parent.
I see.
And then I blew air through it just to see what it'd feel like.
Yeah. You're supposed to just suck. And I put it in the kid's nose and then squeezed the ball so the air went. The kid's eyes were like, what?
Yeah. Okay, I got you.
Pretty weird.
Gotcha.
Hi, Ivan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, buddy. All right, let's hit us with your crazy, sir.
Is it crazy that I like the smell of my own nose? Like, when I wipe it from the bottom, I like the little wet blood that it leaves on my fingers.
Huh. So it has to be running.
No, not necessarily. Because just anytime you wipe the bottom of your nose, your hand gets a little damp.
No, my hand is damp.
We're all doing it.
Mm-hmm. How so many people in their cars are doing that right now because of Ivan?
No.
All dry
I'll
here.
I'll take a big whiff of the bottom or the back of my hand when you just rub the bottom of it. Ah, and I've just loved that smell for a long time.
Think a little nasally.
You know, it smells like a weird thing, but yeah. That's your smell.
That's your smell,
it's
dude.
It's a little crazy, but it's cool.
How about you just smell your upper lip?
I can smell things now because of my mustache.
Yeah, flavor saver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You smell more now?
Yeah. Like when if I drink milk, that's not a good smell. Or pizza, when I eat pizza, I can smell the cheese.
Do you wash it when you wash your hands? Yeah, that's gross.
No, I don't wash my mustache. I didn't know I had to. I use shampoo in the shower, but throughout the day I don't.
Yeah, right.
You know?
If you got it, you need to wash it.
You'd have to wash after every meal.
But that's too much. It's too much, Jenna. I ain't got time to wash my mustache all the time.
Mustache.
Hey, Kinesha, thank you for your calls and your text messages. We really appreciate that.
Oh, man.
Well, we'll save some of these text messages for next week. And as always, feel free to call us back when we do Does That Make Me Crazy again next week. But right now, we do need to try to hook you up with some money. But before we do that, we need to hook you up with the password so you can gain access into the vault. The password you need for this hour is basketball.
Okay.
Basketball. When's the Final Four games, by the way?
Saturday.
Saturday is when the games are taking place.
Mm-hmm. The championship's Monday.
It's heavy right now with basketball, so that's your password. Remember it, because Beat the Bank Extreme is coming up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The vaults are open, Kid Nation. The vaults are open, ready for you to step in there and claim as much money as you can, up to $10,000. It's time to play Beat the Bank
Extreme.
Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We'll take caller number 11 to play round one. If you don't get in this hour, it's all good. We'll hook you up with a brand new password in less than 1 hour, and you'll get to play again 1 hour from now.
Okay.
Just like that. Had an interesting interaction with Boss Man George yesterday.
Really?
I love Boss Man George, by the way.
Yeah.
We are lucky enough to have a boss that we love here at the office.
Great boss. Yep.
He always
does.
He high-fives you when you're feeling down. He always talks to us. He's there.
He's thoughtful.
He's very thoughtful.
Really thoughtful birthday present.
Hey,
he's honestly one of the most thoughtful dudes
I've
ever met.
I'd agree with that.
So I'm in the market for a new car.
Mm-hmm.
And he just got a new car. And I like his car a lot. So he said, hey, when I get back in town, because he's been out of town, I'll let you drive my car. You can check it out, see if you're interested. And
that's nice.
So yesterday he shows up. He remembered, first day back, and he said, hey, you want to take me up on that offer? I can show you the car. And I said, absolutely, dude. So we walked upstairs, and we get in his car, and he's showing me all the cool things. He's got cool features in it. And he goes, well, one of my favorite things is I can just do voice commands, and I have any song, you know, any song I want to play.
Okay.
And then it's just filled. It just comes with this. This car just comes with all the songs.
Right.
Okay.
And I said, cool, man. He goes, check this out. And then out of all the songs he could have picked to play, all the songs in the world, my favorite artist, Eminem, he knows I love him, or Post Malone right now is pretty hot right now. I really like his music.
Yeah.
He hits the button, and he asks his car to play.
He's a smooth operator.
In the mood.
This
is surprising for some reason. This seems like what he's listening to on his way in.
And George's doing deals, man.
I'm thinking to myself, I couldn't tell you one thing he said after that.
Theme song.
I'm thinking to myself, smooth operator.
George's doing deals, man. George is out there going to New York, going to California, going here, going there. He's making pennies, making money moves.
This is his jam?
He's making money moves.
This is his go-to song to show you out of other songs.
Smooth operator.
He is a smooth operator. Which makes me think that he's got to listen to the song every day, right?
I guess so. It's top of mind for whatever reason.
This one's for you, George. Kind of a haunting song, too.
Yeah.
That's funny. Whatever happened to her?
Who sings that?
Sade.
She's still around.
She still makes music.
Yeah.
Does she? I didn't know.
I think so.
I hadn't heard from her in a while. Okay.
Smooth operator.
Smooth.
Our boss man George. He sold me on a car, though. I think I'm going to get it.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be my go-to.
All right.
I'm trying to save the environment.
So you're going.
I was in one the other day, by the way. A friend just got one.
Yeah.
You're going from a truck to a car.
Yeah, I'm going back down to a car because my feelings get hurt every time I see how much money I've spent on gas.
And people ask you to move things in your truck.
And people ask me to move stuff in my truck. So I figure if I go back down to a car, I could just blend in with the crew.
I drove an SUV for, a decade. And then I finally went back to a sedan. And I only go to the gas station about once a week now.
Right?
It's really nice.
I couldn't tell you
still too much.
I don't know the last time I drove a car.
He let me drive his. It felt weird.
Yeah.
I felt like I was way too low to the ground.
Yeah.
But you get used to it, exactly. I'll get used to it. And it's a good deal, and I'll be saving a lot of money.
There you go.
Good.
Nothing wrong with that.
Plus.
And the world. By the world, I mean the environment. All right, let's give away some money.
National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day today.
That's still sitting there.
Yep,
yeah, Justin wants to film me making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Okay.
So he wanted me to leave it right here, so I will.
Yep.
It'll be fascinating. And then we're going to put it back in the back for everyone to have their own peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It will be fascinating.
It'll be fascinating.
And it is also Autism Awareness Day. And again, if you haven't left the house yet, try to throw on some blue.
There you go.
To show support for our friends with autism. But let's talk to our friend on the phone right now, Heidi. Hello, Heidi.
Hi. Hello. I'm so excited.
Hey,
I'm excited for you, Heidi. You are caller number 11. That means you get the first shot of the day at the $10,000 vault with Beat the Bank.
Extreme.
Now, Heidi, what are you up to right now?
I'm actually on my way to the Metroplex to see patients. I'm a psych home health nurse.
Oh.
Nice.
On your way to the Metroplex.
It's a busy day today. A lot of patients.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right.
I know. You'll be fine, though. You seem like you have a good time at work.
Yes, sir.
And she's mobile.
And you're mobile.
Exactly. Yeah. Red and sunshine.
That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Heidi, let's step up to the vault real quick.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Basketball.
There you go.
Password accepted.
Yes, ma'am. That is the password. Now you have all these vaults lined up. You can only choose one to go inside of. Heidi, which one would you like?
84.
Vault number 84. All right, let's get that one ready for you. Big Al Mack, can you tell Heidi how we play the game?
Absolutely. Heidi, you are going to hear a series of numbers. They're going to increase that the banker hollers out at you. You need to just pick your spot when you say stop, and you'll get the last dollar amount that he said. Now, they could go up to $1,000, could go up to $2,000, could go up to $5,000, possibly even $10,000. No guarantees there. You just pick your spot and say stop whenever you feel like it's not going to go any farther, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And again, that pro tip, if you hear the word $1,000, you yell stop. It will not go any higher after that.
Okay.
All right. We don't want that.
Ooh.
All right, Heidi, we ready for you. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank. 60, 100, 140, 230, 230, 290, 350, 450, 500, 590, 660, 720.
Stop.
All right. 720.
Yeah.
Heidi's a smooth operator.
Alpharetta.
$720? Is that what it was?
$720 for you, okay. Heidi. Congratulations. What are you going to do with that? Buy Smooth Operator?
Probably pay some bills or maybe take a vacation.
There you go, Heidi.
Maybe you could do a little bit of both. You know, pay those bills and then put it towards that vacation that you deserve. All right, Heidi, you got $720. We'll stuff that into your pocket just for fun. Let's see how high it would have gone.
$870.
$1,000.
All right.
It's all good.
That's okay. I'm happy with what I got.
You got most of it, Heidi. No shame in that game. Congratulations. Thank you for playing with us. Have a wonderful day at work, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You hold on real quick, though. We got to get your information so we can send you your money. And if you want to be like Heidi and win some money, make sure you're listening. 35 minutes from now, we'll hook you up with a brand new password so you can play Beat the Bank Extreme.
Extreme.
But coming up next, Jenna is going to be reading. And she's going to be reading dreams. What do they mean? What if you dream about, I don't know, cheating on your spouse? Does that mean you're an awful person? Probably not. There's other things going on in your world.
Right.
Or maybe it does.
Maybe it does.
Maybe you're horrible.
That's why we have Jenna, who's really into finding out what these dreams mean. To help you out, she'll be here next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Your shot to get your money's coming up shortly. Also, Good News Tuesday about 1 hour from now. So if you have any good news for the show, we would love to hear from you. When we do that, you can actually start texting them in at 800-543-3548, which is where a lot of our dreams got sent today, Jenna. Mm-hmm. It's time for Jenna to help you out by reading your dreams.
I don't want to make people tune out right before my segment. I am letting everyone know that my uniform will be in next week.
Your uniform?
I decided to order a uniform for my segment.
You're going to put it on every week?
Yes.
I like that. I like the dedication.
Yes, yes. I think there's, I'm missing something. Key elements to my dream segment.
Yeah, uniform. Visual. Radio's visual.
Yes.
So this is something Jenna has been doing for mostly just the staff on the show. If we come in with a weird dream, we tell Jenna what's happening, and then she goes all in and starts inspecting and finding out what it actually entails.
Yes, I minored in psychology in college, so I'm clearly well-versed enough to treat your dreams. Not at all. It was just a hobby. You're exactly right. For friends and coworkers, and I would Google everything. And
then we started doing it for Kid Nation members, and it's turned into this.
Yeah.
Jenna's dream readings. I got one for you right here, Jenna.
Okay.
One evening, I dreamed my husband was rumored to be on the down low. And my friends were telling me, but I ignored it. Then I walked in on him with a guy about the same size as him. Not just any dude either. Ving Rhames. It's more weird because it's another dude. What's this mean?
Okay, so you walked in on your husband hooking up with another guy.
In
Not
the dream.
Not just any guy.
In the dream. Ving Rhames. And again, in the dream.
Okay, as always, some people will write and say, well, I dreamed about this, but I'm a teacher and I dream about kids. That's normal, right? Yes. So, did you watch I have to ask, did you watch a movie where there is a
Mission Impossible
gay undertones?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm trying to help.
If you watched a movie where this is a scenario, right? That's
okay.
Possible. That will immediately go. You usually dream about something that's been in your subconscious for the last 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah.
So you have to ask yourself, did I watch a film with this subject matter? Exactly. Did you watch Brokeback Mountain?
Did I eat something spicy?
Are you actually worried that your partner might be gay?
Okay.
There's that possibility. If you say, absolutely not concerned at all, you are worried that he needs to come out of the closet with something. You know, maybe he does have a secret, right? There's that element as well, that he is hiding something from you. Or you are feeling insecure in the relationship, and just because he's cheating with a man doesn't necessarily mean he's directly gay. It just means that you're worried you're losing him in some way.
Huh.
Bing Rhymes.
Is that interpretation the same? You're the person that had the dream, when I had the dream about Don Cheadle?
That means that.
as opposed to a person having the dream about me rather than me having the dream.
Well, so that would be different, remember, because that goes back to celebrity encounter dreams.
And
a lot of people have these, and usually that doesn't mean, yes, it could directly mean that you're suppressing your gay tendencies, Al. Or there's qualities about Don Cheadle that you find attractive and you want to emulate. Like when JC has dreams about hanging out with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, that's my dude.
Obviously, he wants to embody those certain A-lister qualities.
Okay.
They say we idolize celebrities, so a lot of times we'll dream about them because we want to have qualities that they have.
Maybe they were watching Pulp Fiction because Ving was in that movie and there was that.
There you go.
Yeah. Could have been that.
Yeah.
All right, Big Al.
Well, check this one out. Jenna, I have a dream that you and me get married, and in our honeymoon suite, we play Pin the Tail on Big Al.
Oh, no.
Please help. That's from Joey.
Joey. I appreciate your creative way to come out at me. I mean, I think that's what it is, right? I think he's just, is that really a dream? Is he just trying to pick me up?
I don't know. Maybe he really
dreamed
that.
You had a dream that we were married?
Yeah, and played Pin the Tail on Big Al.
Oh, that's cool, Al.
No, it's not. You're saying I'm an ass.
You just listen to the show too much.
Dream
about both of us. I get a lot of us, and it's like, I had a dream about you. Like, yeah, we're talking about it.
All right, Kelly,
I don't think there's anything to that dream. Other than you listen to the show all the time.
He's making that up.
Yes.
Jen, I have this dream that I'm at a funeral and I'm trying to console people. However, nobody seems to acknowledge me. When it's time to view the body at the end of the funeral, my body is in the casket.
Oh, whoa.
That's like a good scary movie.
Yeah.
That is weird.
I'd want to be there for me.
What?
Like if it was me at my own funeral, I'd want to see what people thought.
Oh.
Okay, so when you dream about caskets or coffins in dreams, that means that you're very tired and you want to rest.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't exactly indicate that something's foreboding, like you're dying. They say if you see caskets and coffins in your dreams, then it means that you're tired and you're trying to escape something in your life and you just want to rest. Because that's like the sign of eternal resting.
Yeah.
Right.
And if you
sleep
dream,
when I'm dead.
If you dream about death like that, then it's not always literal. It's just like that there's maybe a part of you that you're trying to get rid of. Remember, we've talked about this with addictions when you're trying to get over or you're dieting. Sometimes you'll dream about death in a way, but it's really about trying to get rid of part of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And when you dream about seeing yourself in your dream,
yeah,
you know, like you're seeing you laying there dead, but you're also still in your dream. That's the rational part of you trying to tell yourself something about yourself. So when you see yourself, if that makes sense, right? Am I saying that right? When you're in your dream, but you also see yourself,
mm-hmm.
whether you're dead or you see your twin or something like that, that's your rational self.
So you're dreaming.
Trying to tell you something.
In a third person, kind
of. Yes. Right, exactly.
Quick yes or no question. Would you ever go by the casket store? There's one right down the street here.
Would I? Why?
Like to pick your own out?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
I've never considered it.
I
don't care.
I think I want to be cremated, though.
Yeah.
I'm going to let someone else deal with that. Yeah.
And I'm not even going to get to enjoy the box.
We've talked about this before. Some of them have, like, surround sound.
I don't
need
that.
So you can play music.
Yeah, I don't need that.
Get all that.
All right, we got one more here for you, Jenna. Let's see what this means. Jenna, I had a dream last night that I ended up on a 3-hour road trip to a wedding with Big Al. When we got to the wedding, the bride was all mad that he didn't RSVP for a plus one. So he made me sit in the truck while he went inside and partied. Sounds like that's a Big Al Mac nightmare.
You're not going to like how this dream turns out. Because I had to do a little Googling here for different facets of the dream. But they say that if you are dreaming about your dating life, can mean a lot of things. And if you dream you went on a date or got set up on a date and it turned out great, that's a really good sign.
Oh, good.
However, in this scenario, and the date turns out poorly.
Yeah.
I'm not lying. I Googled this a lot of times on different sites. It says you may be about to become involved in some fraudulent or morally questionable activity or business.
Oh.
You might want to disguise, cover up, or lie about the fact of your involvement. So,
whoa.
That's going on a bad date.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't turn out bad for me. I mean, I had a good time at the wedding.
Yeah, you did. You went inside and had a good time, got the food and everything. Well, that's very interesting.
Wow.
Hey, if you want to send Jenna a dream, go ahead and text it into us, 800-543-3548, or the DMs is always a good option on Instagram. At Jenna Page is hers. Mine is JSI5, Kelly Raspberry, IE on Kelly, no P in Raspberry.
That's right.
And Big Al Mac 19.
Yep.
Those are our handles right there.
Yeah.
They're always posted at KidNation.com as well if you want to check it out. Good job, Jenna.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just wait for next week.
I can't wait for your uniform.
I got my uniform.
I'm so excited for the uniform.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Told you there was another opportunity for you to win some money, Kid Nation.
You sure did.
And that's happening right now. If you pick up the phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
The name of the game is Beat the Bank
Extreme.
And we need caller number 17 to get in here and play and claim up to $10,000. Still out there. It has not been picked yet. Out of all the vaults remaining, one of those has that money for you. We'll play here shortly. But, Jenna, we didn't talk about what's been going down between Juan Snow, your boyfriend, and the texters.
Yeah, well, last night we were sitting on the couch, and I was doing some work, and he goes, I think I'm accidentally on someone's text group.
Oh, that's my dream.
A group text. I know you've talked about this before, so it made me think of you. I wanted to send it to you. It was really funny. He was like, but I feel like they're talking in code. I'm like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Because you know when you're like half paying attention and he's laughing. I'm like, what's going on? So he shows it to me and there's five people, including him, on this group text.
Has this been going on for days or just started yesterday?
I think it's been going on for a couple of days.
Okay.
And I don't know what he just told me, but the numbers are all in different states. He doesn't have any of the numbers in his phone. He doesn't recognize any of the numbers. So he's like, I don't know these people. And their conversation was kind of interesting because the first thing out of the gate is a photo of a cardinal. Someone's like, look what I saw today. And then you can tell it's family members because someone informs them, well, you know, they say if you see a cardinal, it means a dead loved one's visiting you. So then the conversation got kind of heavy. I believe that's what it said. I only glanced at it. And so they're going back and forth, getting real personal about, you know, a loved one that they miss. And so he goes, I'm going to say something. I go, why would you say something? If my blow is coming.
Yeah, right.
So instead of saying that he didn't belong on there, he comes back. He sends a photo of the bolter. Do you remember I told you the story about how he kept telling me he saw a bolter eating a squirrel?
It's
a bolter.
Yeah.
I go, send him the bolter. So he sends a photo of this vulture flying. And we wait a little bit. It made me uncomfortable because I wouldn't have said anything. I was like, don't bother them. They're reminiscing about a dead loved one. Don't send a bird.
Right. Don't send a vulture.
What could a vulture mean? It's not good.
So he goes, hey guys, look what I saw.
Hey guys.
So, not 20 minutes go by. And because, you know, people are going,
who is this?
We couldn't wait to see what they said. Someone goes, who is 214 and lists off the rest of his phone number. So they just call him out on the group text. Like, who is this?
Oh, please tell me he went along and created some sort of fake name.
He goes, I don't know y'all, but you seem like really nice people and I wanted to join in the conversation. And someone said, we are a great group. And then a woman goes, this is my husband's old phone number.
Husband that passed away?
I don't know.
What if he was
the dead person that they were referring to? We never got to the bottom of it. I was like, can you just leave this nice group of people alone?
Oh, man.
Or get together with them.
Yeah, you never know.
We've had the Thanksgiving.
The invite
that's been happening, I think, 3 years in a row now, where the lady tried to invite somebody from her family and ended up being a dude. But he's been showing up. There's been bachelor party invites because of these text messages. Oh, this is my dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a wrong number turns into something beautiful.
But a nice family that lives between Seattle and Colorado, sending nature photos. I don't know.
Nice, and a vulture.
Yeah, a bolter.
Did they kick him out of the conversation? I don't know yet.
This happened shortly before we were going to sleep, so I'm not sure about the update. I'm sure they started a new group text without him in it.
Plan a vacation with him.
Why?
Just that's your people.
Yeah.
The universe brought you guys together. That's what I believe when it comes to...
For a reason,
yeah.
Yeah.
Or it was just the deceased man's phone number.
Oh, that too. That could be it.
Yeah, just one more minute, I could work Bolter in there.
Bolter. Yeah.
Bees are...
I love Bolter.
Bees are bees, Bolter. Right?
I want to get my Tums. My stomach hurts, I need some Tums.
Tums.
I wish I had an accent still.
I wish you did too.
I know.
Hang out with Juan more.
I need it to come back. Gabriela!
Yes, hello?
What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, guys. Hey.
Did we interrupt you?
Are you at work?
No. We're just getting my stuff together.
Ah. Get together, girl.
What stuff are you getting together, Gabriella?
I'm a substitute teacher, and I'm just getting my stuff and getting ready to go inside.
Oh, wow. What do we get to substitute today?
Today is tech app. It's just like some typing class.
Okay.
So the question we should have asked you is, what movie are we going to be watching?
Yeah, right.
That would be great, but no movies in this class.
Oh man. That was the best when you saw you had a substitute.
Yes. No work today.
It's a lot of busy work.
Yeah, they get all excited at first, and then I just disappoint them with work.
Busy.
It's all good, though. Well, Gabriella, you are the correct caller, which means you get to step up to our bank vaults.
Hello. Please enter your password.
Mistake.
Password accepted.
There it is. You have gained access. Mm-hmm. Now all those vaults are lined up for you, ready to pick one, Gabriella. Which one do you want?
25.
Vault number 25. All right. Kelly Raspberry, will you tell our friend Gabriella how we play the game?
Yeah, you're going to be in the vault with a banker. He's going to call out dollar amounts that go up, up, up. And your job is to simply yell stop before the vault door closes. It is going to close. But will it stop before you hit 1,000? Will it go up to 2,000, 5,000? Maybe this is the $10,000 vault you choose. We don't know. But we do know if you hear the word 1,000, you have to say stop because it's not going to go any higher than that. So you understand?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Deal.
Got it.
Good luck.
All right. Well, you got a substitute here, so we'll get this going. Let's do it. Let's play.
Beat the bank.
$140 $240 $340 $440 $540 $640
Gabriella.
I thought it was going.
Gabriella. Yeah, me too.
Well.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry.
You going to play a movie today?
I wish I could. I'll try.
She's thinking about it now. Well, Gabriella, it was really good to talk to you, and I hope you have a good day at work today, and hopefully the kids behave for you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Okay,
keep trying,
thanks.
Got another chance for you to try to play Beat the Bank tomorrow morning, 7, 10, and 8, 10 Central is when we hook you up with those passwords. And, hey, that's how the game goes sometimes.
Yeah, that's how it goes, man.
Sometimes the door closes. Sometimes there's thousands of dollars in there.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show. I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give
me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Yes, give us that good news, Kid Nation. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And only share the good. We want to smile. What happened over the weekend? What are you looking forward to? Any feel goods in the room?
I know my family's excited.
Yeah. Go ahead, Kelly.
Yes, what?
My husband, his sister, they're all alums of Texas Tech.
There you go.
Yeah. Everybody's very excited about the Final Four.
Yep.
First time ever in the men's college basketball history. Yeah, the women won the whole thing a while back.
Best defense in the country right there.
Very exciting. I just have to find out if the game is going to conflict with the wedding we have to go to.
It's okay to skip a wedding. It's the first time Texas Tech has been in there.
Yeah, right?
Weddings come and go, but Texas Tech in the Final Four, it's only happened once.
Michigan State. It's going to be a good game.
We did get a text that said, hey, Kelly, I'm with you. Texas Tech is playing in their first ever Final Four this weekend. And guess what? I'm headed to the game.
Oh, man.
You actually get to be there in person.
Minnesota. Awesome.
All right. I know the wedding is at 6 p.m. It says here the game is at 7:49 p.m. Is that Central?
I don't know. Wait, depends on where they're being played.
I know.
Minnesota.
7:50 Central.
It's going to be a conflict.
It's definitely going to be a conflict. Alan's just going to have to watch it on his phone.
That's what we did at JC's wedding, because LeBron was airing the decision where he just drug it out about how he was going to Miami, and we were all watching it on our phones while JC was saying his vows.
Yeah.
You just have to go ahead and put a TV screen up in the church or wherever you're getting married.
Right.
Just put a TV up in the...
Well, at least LeBron's announcement was going to be all over the news.
It's
true. Rewatchable.
Totally inappropriate, JC.
Do you have a feel good, Jenna?
I mean, mean, I feel good because my small business is doing well.
Yeah.
So every day that has me feeling pretty good.
It's always, you're on the steady climb of success. My wife sent me a text and she let me know. I've been filling you guys in on my neighbor Grayson, who they found a cancerous tumor in his brain and they removed it. And then when they removed it, he basically lost all function. He couldn't speak, move, any of that. And so he's regained most of it. And yesterday, my wife showed me a video of Grayson riding his bike.
Wow.
For the very first time again.
That's great.
Which is when they realized something was up, as he was riding his bike and he was off balance. And now he's back on that bad boy riding it.
That's fantastic.
Are they going strong. Expecting him to make a full recovery here?
I mean, it's still touch and go, but he's definitely fighting.
Good.
He's definitely fighting. That's awesome. Fighter. He's doing much better than he was after his surgery. Got a couple here from the text. Rebecca wrote us and said, my good news Tuesday is that my husband, two daughters, mom and stepdad, all of us, we get to go to Colorado to visit my brother on Friday. He's in the Army, and we haven't seen him in about 4 years.
Wow.
And he's going to be shipping off to Afghanistan in May for a year.
Wow.
So really happy to see him.
There you go.
All the change and that could happen in 4 years. Let's go to the phones real quick with our boy Nick. What's up, Nick?
Hey, not much. How are you?
Doing awesome. So you have some good news for us?
Yeah, went to the doctor with my son yesterday with his cardiologist and found out he doesn't have to go on a heart transplant yet. So that's exciting. We went to St. Louis 2 weeks ago to the Children's Hospital and they checked him out and we were worried about him having to go on a transplant list or having to have surgery. And got to see our cardiologist yesterday and said, we are going to wait.
That's awesome, man.
It could be years.
Good. As long as he's healthy, man. What's your son's name, Nick? Right.
Riker.
Oh, what a cool name.
That is a cool name. And Riker, we're pulling for you, buddy. You're part of our family, man. And Nick, you keep us posted, man.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. Good news right there from Nick.
Riker.
That is a cool name.
That's a strong name.
I kind of want to have a boy now so I can name him Riker.
Like a Viking name, Riker.
Like a prison.
Or Rikers. There's Rikers Island, too, but it just sounds like a dude, like
I
a boy.
I like that.
Yeah. Yo, who's coming over? Riker. Oh, yeah, we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
You want to go stay at Riker's?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
That one only.
Riker's got your back.
Yeah,
the one, that Riker, not the one in New York.
Yeah, but they should make him the little. They should make him a prison for Halloween.
What are you, Riker?
Riker's Island.
Hi, Jana.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing awesome. So what's going on in your life?
Oh, my gosh. I'm still freaking out. So yesterday I was going through the mail, and I guess at some point I had filled out one of those, you know, class action lawsuit forms you sometimes get, you know, and then they'll send you like a 50-cent check, and you're like, woo!
Yeah.
So I'm opening the mail yesterday, and I open an envelope, and there was a check in there for $450.
Wow!
From one of those.
Found money.
Oh, and then I keep going through the mail and found another one for my husband.
Whoa!
What was it for? Do you remember?
No, it was like something with like a Chase credit card that I haven't had in like 20 years.
I'm never like, they must have really messed up.
That's
awesome. They must have really messed up, like big time, seriously. So yeah, me and my husband both got $450 checks yesterday out of nowhere.
What are you going to do with your $900?
We got three kids. That stuff's already gone.
Oh, okay.
it's long gone.
So cool.
Letters sometimes, it's like, I don't even know what this is, and you just end up tossing it. Cause you're like, what are you? Mm-hmm. Like you said, you think it's going to be pennies.
Yeah.
Man.
I see the commercials, too, and I'm like, what if I just threw my name in there?
Kelly's going to be going through her mail all afternoon.
You know, you have to show proof and stuff.
I know, but I'm sure I've been a part of something that needs to be a class action lawsuit.
Right. You never know.
Oh, that's so cool. $450 you were not expecting.
Oh, I figured out what it was.
What was it?
It was from the Federal Housing Administration. They improperly charged interest on paid off mortgages and had to pay out $11 million.
How dare they?
Oh, let me go check my. I got a mortgage at Chase.
That appears,
yeah.
Settled now, Al.
Oh.
Too late.
Dang it.
Yeah, you had to jump in while they were doing
Dang it.
See? Got to be on top of things.
Yeah.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Jesse.
All right, so you have some good news for us. What is it?
Back in December, my husband purchased our first starter home. We paid $7,000 up front, and it was totally needed remodeled inside. We destroyed it inside, and we finally finished this weekend, moved everything out of storage and to our new home, and just in time, before I delivered my baby.
Yay!
Oh, so they bought a fixer-upper for $7,000.
Crazy.
And
cheap.
They just finished it. Wow. Just in time for Maria to give birth to her baby.
Oh, gosh. Good time.
Good timing, Maria. Congratulations.
Man, that sounds like an HGTV episode right there.
Yeah, you should get your own TV show or something.
That money, she says, she can get a better phone.
Well, sometimes you're going through a tunnel or something, you know.
Dang, Al. Al, all judgy.
Yeah.
You use an iPad for work.
Yes, I do.
Are you ever going to buy a computer again? Or are you just going to iPad up?
Get a computer? I've bought a lot of computers over the years.
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
mostly for girls.
I had a dime for every computer I bought.
That was Al's welcoming gift if you started dating him. Was a computer.
I almost dated him for the free comp.
Yeah, I know. You tried, Jenna.
I tried. Yeah. I wanted that free MacBook.
The offer had expired by then.
That was before Al won. How many businesses into the ground, Al?
Oh, several, Kelly. Several.
Yeah, that was
four.
That was the old Al.
Five. Six.
Five.
I'm going for 10.
Things are on the up, Al.
Hey, doing good, buddy. Hey, Shelly.
Hi.
Welcome. So today you're celebrating, right?
Yes. Today is World Autism Awareness Day.
It is.
And how? And you have a son?
I do. I've called before, actually. His name is Tucker. He's 4 years old.
Yeah.
Back in February, I had surgery, and he had never been away from me. Never has called me mommy, and then he calls me Bobby. And I don't know if you remember that, but now my good news is he has a vocabulary of over 20 words.
Nice.
And this weekend, my husband came and got me, and he said, "Honey, he is playing like a real boy." And I went in there, and he is pretending with his little Yoshi dude, sliding it down his little roller coaster thing. It's the first time he's ever done any kind of appropriate play. And I just wanted to let everyone know that it's World Autism Awareness Day. Please wear blue.
Thank
and
you.
And for all the parents out there with little babies or little kids with autism, it can happen.
Yep.
They could be playing like little boys and little girls eventually. And, Shelly, you just give a lot of hope to a lot of parents.
Little things, man.
Yes. And also, I forgot what I was going to say now. I got nervous.
You're good, Shelly. And I'm glad you're sharing.
You didn't sound nervous at all.
You're fine. And congratulations on those big milestones. And again, I keep seeing a lot of parents with kids with autism. It's okay to be different.
Yeah.
Tell your kids, it's okay to be different. And to those kids who see these kids with autism, treat them like regular kids.
Yeah.
They're human, just like you. Hey, Callie.
Hi.
How you doing,
Hi.
Girl?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yay.
Hey, girl.
I think I have to put my eyelashes on me, y'all. I'm
going to
cry.
Aw. What's, what's going on, Callie?
I am going to Rome on Friday for 5 days, just so husband and I. I'm so excited.
You're going to Rome? Italy?
Yes, we're going to Rome and Florence.
Awesome.
Rome and Florence.
Man. You got to cram a lot in 5 days.
Yeah.
Make it count.
Got to see the... I don't know what's out there. The Colosseum, is that out there?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
They're building this leaning over on one side.
Leaning Tower of Pisa.
The Vatican.
The Vatican is out there.
Right, yeah.
All right, Callie, there's a few things you can check out.
Yeah.
You're welcome. I'm sure you hadn't heard
of them. You're welcome.
Yeah, we're your official tour guide.
You need some pizza while you're there.
Who needs TripAdvisor? You got us.
You need help when it comes to tourism over there in the Europe's? No. We got you.
We got you.
All good.
Visit Rome.com.
Hi, Ryan.
Good morning, friends. I have great news. I had breast reduction done 5 days ago, and I'm headed to my post-op appointment. I went from a double D down to a B, and my bag does not hurt anymore. And now I'm getting emotional, and I'm very excited.
You mess with God's work
That's
like that.
So
her back was hurting.
Honey, I can't. Oh. It's going to be so fun when you get to go bra shopping for your new bra.
I'm so excited.
I'm gonna
hook it up on Third Love, Kelly.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, you are, girl.
Use that code. Awesome.
In fact, we're gonna put you on when Kelly talks about Third Love next time after you get your bra, so you can talk about how awesome that is. And congratulations.
600 grand. Thank you, guys. I love talking to y'all.
Glad you're feeling good, Ryan. I'm glad it went well. Oh, let's talk to Madeline real quick. Hi, Madeline.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
So you're gonna be going over to Disney, huh?
Yes, I am.
So what's the good news?
I got accepted into the Disney College program, and I'm going to be a janitor.
Hey, what was the last part?
Wait, what?
I'm going to be a janitor in Disney.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.